Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Welcome to On Deadline, your radio news from Odyssey newsrooms across the country. I'm Christy Strausser, Odyssey's managing editor of news. Today we're talking about breaking out of the narrative. Specifically, we're talking about the huge number of conservatives, MAGA supporters even, who were aghast at Donald Trump's reaction to the murder of director Rob Reiner. As Trump's approval ratings hit new lows and worries about the economy continue, the president of the United States said one of the country's most prominent movie directors had died from Trump derangement syndrome. Let's kick off reaction with the conservative Annie Frye show in St. Louis.
We're going to speak with Jill Concha now. Let's see. Fox News contributor, author of The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign, Christmas Gift, go get it right now. Also writer for The Washington Examiner. Jill, thank you for being with us this afternoon. It's good to have you back.
An absolute pleasure, Annie. What are we talking about today?
Well, I want to start with, there's not a ton of political news that was hitting this weekend, but there's been an incredible amount of tragedy across the globe.
Yeah.
I wanted to start with, we were just discussing Rob and Michelle Reiner's deaths. Incredibly tragic. They've arrested the son of this couple that has now been found murdered in their home, stabbed to death. Your thoughts on Rob Reiner, and then I'm going to ask you about President Trump's response to it.
Okay, well, you know, let's separate the talent from the person. Rob Reiner did some of the most iconic movies you could possibly imagine, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, A Few Good Men. So we cannot deny that he was a talented director and writer. As a person in the Trump era, on places like X, on a daily basis, multiple times a day, he said some pretty vicious, personal, incorrect things about Donald Trump. Here's the thing, like, he died in a horrific way, you know, being stabbed to death by your own son, and then his wife is murdered that way as well. It's horrible. I just think in the end, either you say something, you don't say, if you're the president, we just want to pivot to that.
Yeah.
If you're President Trump, you either don't say anything, because obviously the guy hated you, and you noticed that he hated you, or I just don't think you say anything in this situation if you just want to avoid giving your, you know, political enemies and even some of your supporters, something to talk about other than this horrific death. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a ton of sense. Part of the statement that Trump put on his Truth Social, Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away together with his wife, Michelle, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding and incurable affliction with a mind crippling disease known as Trump derangement syndrome. I just don't understand why Donald Trump's he's made this about himself. I know, you know, I'm a supporter of Trump, so I was happy to vote for him. You've written a book about the greatest comeback ever, which is Trump's comeback. I don't think there's anything wrong with coming out and criticizing this move of President Trump, but like, this is a big, a huge whiff on the president's part to try to insert himself and really kind of trump the story of maybe the, one of the most tragic ways somebody can pass away.
Yeah, and if you look at my Twitter feed, and I stopped looking at the reactions, where all I said was Trump's tweet is below it, or his truth is below my what I wrote, and I just said completely inappropriate, because it is. You don't know. This kid, apparently, Nick Reiner, was mentally ill, right? You don't know that, oh, he was a Trump supporter, therefore he killed his dad because he wasn't. Like, that. Obviously, you don't make it about yourself, to your point. And I have all these people, you know, the same people who supported Marjorie Taylor Greene when she said Jewish space lasers were creating, you know, a highway for Gavin Newsom or can control the weather and was steering hurricanes to Florida. The same people that probably criticized me for criticizing that are now going after me saying I'm actually a closet liberal and Fox controls what I think and say. So, no, maybe I just saw something and said, hey, I agree with the guy's policies, but this is an unforced.
The Dave Glover Show had more to say.
I just think it's so absolutely vomit-inducing, disgusting that a human, much less the leader of the free world, could behave like this. But Rob Reiner, his son has been arrested, being held with no bond because they believe that he literally cut the throats of his mom and dad, Rob Reiner and his wife. And within minutes of it hitting the news, Donald Trump sent out the following. And I'll say again that I didn't even ask Andrew if this was real because I knew it had to be AI, but it's not. A very sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented director and movie star, has passed away together with his wife, Michelle. Reportedly, due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS. He was known to have driven people crazy by his raging obsession of President Donald J. Trump, while his obvious paranoia reached new heights as the Trump administration surpassed all of its goals and expectations with greatness. Now, I've been accused of having Trump Derangement Syndrome, and you might accuse me of it again. I would ask you what sort of syndrome you have, if you're okay with this. If Donald Trump checked every other one of my boxes and had never had any of the other shenanigans, multiple felonies, multiple judgments, owes hundreds of millions, adjudged to have sexually assaulted E. Jean Carroll, if none of that existed, and I loved him, this would cause me to really rethink that. This alone, because I would say, what kind of monster is capable of this? What sort of soulless creature sends something out like this in the public when you have the biggest megaphone on earth and you turn? Can you guys think of anything worse than looking up and seeing your child with a knife stabbing you? No, it's horrific. It is it's in a new category of horrific, having your child murder you and your spouse. It should be treated with nothing but respect and deference. From all accounts, Rob Reiner was a great guy. Lots of people from MAGA, James Woods, and a lot of people like that are just effusive with their praise of him, how smart he was, how open-minded he was to having discussions about politics. He deserves so much better than that. And I don't know anyone who deserves something that bad. So just wanted to get that off my chest again. I'm just absolutely shocked that that's real.
Representative Thomas Massie, at least, has come out and said, regardless of how you feel about Rob Reiner, this statement is inappropriate and disrespectful discourse about a man who is just brutally murdered. I guess my elected GOP colleagues, the VP, and White House staff will just ignore it because they're afraid. Yeah. I challenge anyone to defend it.
Yeah, please do. Anyone out there who wants to defend that, I would love to hear how your brain works.
Newell Normand is a Republican. He's the former sheriff of Jefferson Parish in New Orleans, who became known for calm and steady leadership during Katrina. A Republican from a red state, and he wanted to talk about it too.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And we have consistently heard about, you know, the inner circle of the Biden administration not being honest with the public about the capacity or lack thereof to handle the obligations and representation of the office of the presidency. I mean, so much so we've heard about this ad nauseum, right, by both the president and the folks of his inner circles, of his inner circle. But if Republicans, and more particularly the inner circle of the Trump administration, do not call out, in my view, the immature, insensitive, indefensible, and lack of character, coupled with the lack of emotional intelligence exhibited by President Trump's reaction and statement to the tragic deaths of Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle Singer Reiner, I don't ever want to hear them talking about the Biden inner circle again. This Republican is done. I'm not going to read the president's comments because I'm going to tell you quite frankly, they're not worthy of it, worthy of being repeated. They're ignorant. They're self-consumed. And they exhibit a complete lack of class. And it is obvious to me that money cannot buy class. Blatantly obvious. Meanwhile, we'll wait to hear from Republicans, many of whom I know, who would not in their wildest dream think of responding in a way even close to the classless way that the President of the United States did. I call out those friends. I call out those Republicans. You have an obligation to all citizens, but mostly Republicans, to speak up and demand an apology on behalf of this country. Because what he said is an embarrassment. And more importantly, the Reiner family. And maybe somebody, just somebody, I don't know, Susan Wiles, somebody inside of this inner circle should say, hey, fool, they were murdered. Do you not understand the context? How difficult is it to understand the context? It doesn't matter that he didn't like you and you didn't like him. I've served in public life. Those things happen. Pull your big boy pants on. You're acting like a spoiled, rotten, brat child. Get over it, Mr. President. You are not setting an example for this country. How hard is it to say that you and Melania's thoughts and prayers go out to the Reiner family? Or how hard is it to say nothing? Nothing. Zero. If you can't dig down just a little bit and show some sympathy. It shouldn't be that hard. We have people that are on both sides of almost every issue that comes up in this country. Some are a little bit more aggressive than others as it relates to their stand on those issues. You, Mr. President, should know that better than anyone, because you are as aggressive as anybody in this country in defense and support of what you believe. But you, for some reason, expect that others should not be able to engage in that same type of support of their beliefs. Obviously, you believe you're the center of the universe. You're not. You're not the center of any universe, nor will you ever be the center of any universe. And maybe that's an admission that you should make today. It would go a long way. Because the true tragedy as it relates to you is that some of what you propose makes a hell of a lot of sense, in my humble opinion. But the manner of the delivery, the manner of the execution, the manner of the approach in dealing with these policy initiatives has completely and totally run amok. People are entitled to their opinion. They're entitled to speak out their opinion without having to be subjected to all kinds of personal verbal assaults made by you. In this particular case, for me anyway,
the message that
I have had Republicans enough. Anybody in my view that's got the half a lick of common sense is embarrassed by the shenanigans of what he said relative to their deaths. I was no fan of Mr. Reiner's politically. But it doesn't matter. I don't wish a death on anyone. And my heart goes out to anyone. Why is that so hard? If you can't take the heat, then get out of the goddamn kitchen. Move on. Because if we have another more 3 years of you making reckless comments like this in the event of a U.S. citizen, of a person living in this country, of a patriot that may exhibit it in a different way than you or I or others in this country's murdered, and we cannot understand the context of that, we do not deserve to be the president. Not today, not ever. If this is where you want this country to go, then there is something fundamentally flawed. This isn't about winning midterms. This isn't about winning general elections. This is just about being a decent person, of exhibiting and leading by example, of being, of having some decency. And if you can't find it in the case of murder, then I suspect you don't have it, the capability or the ability to do it ever. This should be a moment where the Republican Party is embarrassed, is completely and totally embarrassed. We can't just stand up and say things, nice things about victims when it works to our political benefit. That's not being real. And when are we as Republicans going to stand up and take the phone away from the president? And when are we going to stand up and tell him to cut the it out, that he's not going to get a pass every time he opens his mouth and says something stupid? Yesterday, I said we may have the most ignorant mayor in the country, right here in the city of New Orleans. Yesterday afternoon and last evening, I began to think that we may have the most ignorant world leader, because we're not able to handle the low-hanging fruit, no matter if that person is a political ally, political opponent, or otherwise. It doesn't matter. It is all about humanity. And I guess I ought to just end it right there, because I'm about to lose my religion. But we'll see. We'll see the fortitude of those that are so willing to jump to the mic on so many other occasions, but not willing to stare this individual down and tell him, you're wrong. Apologize.
Beyond the scandal and one of the most horrific acts of family violence in recent memory, the economy is a concern of Americans. Here's more from KCBS.
From healthcare to holiday shopping, we are seeing bipartisan concern around affordability in the American economy. At the same time, President Trump says he is winning the war against inflation and has repeatedly called affordability a, quote, Democrat hoax. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by CBS News senior White House correspondent Weijia Jiang. Weijia, good morning. What does the data tell us about affordability in America? Is it a hoax or is it real?
Well, when you ask American people, they would certainly not characterize it as a hoax. Poll after poll, including our recent CBS News poll, shows that people just aren't feeling good about being able to buy the things they want, about the president's economic policies, and they want help. You know, this is exactly why, in large part, the president was reelected to the White House. And so there is a disconnect, because the president does not seem to fully acknowledge or grasp the fact that, you know, prices are higher and they have not come down, despite that being his campaign promise. Now, of course, it's incredibly important to note that these prices started skyrocketing under the previous administration. But that is what he is focused on now, rather than offering real solutions to bring the prices down in a way that makes sense to people at home, in a way that allows them to feel like something is being done rather than just the messaging.
As you cover the White House and Capitol Hill, are you finding members of both parties expressing some concern about affordability?
Oh, certainly. I mean, Republicans are very candid about the fact that they need to do better, especially after those special elections in November showed that they really are vulnerable. And that's exactly why they're spending so much time and effort, along with President Trump, to try to reclaim the message here and try to show Americans that even though it might take some time, that relief is coming. The problem is, when people are going to pay bills, when people are holiday shopping, time is not on the president's side, right? They want help right now. But looking ahead to the midterms, they're really in a sticky situation, because if we learned anything from those elections I mentioned, it is that they could lose control of Congress. And the president is well aware of that. In fact, his chief of staff, Susie Wiles, says that he will be on the road extensively campaigning for candidates, bringing home the affordability message to try to make a difference so that he can retain Congress, because otherwise his entire legislative agenda is in jeopardy. And on that note, we should mention this Friday, the president plans to go to North Carolina to hold another rally-style event to talk about the economy.
Expiring tax credits under the Affordable Care Act are set to impact, what, more than 20 million Americans? Any progress in the negotiations there?
Well, there are various versions of, proposals to extend these subsidies on Capitol Hill. The problem is there's nothing that seems to be bipartisan in nature enough to reach a compromise to pass it. And there was a point, I should say, a few weeks ago that the White House was ready to roll out a plan. And they wanted to publicize it. They wanted to talk about, you know, what the president was supporting in order to extend these subsidies, so at the end of the year, people wouldn't feel that pain. But Republicans particularly House Republicans, made it very clear that they were not on board with that. So that effort diminished. And even though the White House says the president continues to have conversations with Republicans and that he wants to overhaul the entire healthcare system, there is this more immediate issue, as you mentioned, because people are going to start seeing, you know, their premiums rise. They're going to start feeling the pinch there, too. So we have to wait to see if a compromise can be struck, if some sort of a deal can be reached on Capitol Hill. But as of this hour, nothing seems clear.
Weijia, thank you. CBS News senior White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
Thank you for listening to On Deadline, your radio news from Odyssey. On Deadline is written and produced by me, Christy Strasser, and by Lauren Barry. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.